If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Welcome to the latest Hawks Talk podcast. I'm Pat Boyle from CSN, joined by CSNChicago.com's Blackhawks insider Tracy Myers. Before we get into our trade deadline edition of the podcast, can't get enough Chicago sports? Visit Chicago's own Vivid Seats to receive 10% off Blackhawks tickets and all other sports, music, and entertainment. Go to vividseats.com/CSNshy. Well,
we're done.
We're done. And so is Stan Bowman. Yeah. So let's break down the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tomas Hierko was the first addition.
Yeah.
Johnny Oduya on Tuesday night.
Right.
It all makes sense, mm-hmm. and you look at how he was able to acquire it. I think that's the thing that surprises me most. When you saw, and I'm not saying Shattenkirk and Oduya are apples to apples, but when you saw what some of the other trades mm-hmm. and what they were getting in return, I wondered if the market was going to be too rich for the Blackhawks, and they get away with adding two pieces mm-hmm. and not losing a number one or number two.
No, and absolutely. We've talked about this a couple times, obviously, especially with the draft being here this year. It was pretty pivotal that they held on to a lot of those top picks. They want this to be their showcase. And even the other day when we talked, when the prices were starting to go up, you wondered. But like Stan Bowman said, we had a price in mind. And that's all there was to it. They weren't going to stray from that. I like how you mentioned Shattenkirk, because if somebody could explain to me the conditions of that deal, which are just something out of a CBA, possibly. I mean, just insane. But the Blackhawks get a very familiar face with Oduya. A conditional fourth-round pick and Mark McNeil, which, no offense to Mark McNeil, wasn't working here.
Yeah.
Was not working. Couple years here, he just never latched on. Sometimes he had good years and the Blackhawks didn't need him at that time, and other times he wasn't there and it just wasn't working. So very good by him to not spend a lot at a time where it could have been very easy to do so.
And he does it with two players who will become UFAs at the end of the year, so you're not adding to your salary cap situation in future years. As we tape this podcast, Johnny Oduya has literally just walked in the building the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The thing that I loved about our conversation with him was, who's the first person to greet him? How about the baggage handlers at O'Hare? They had a note written on his bag as it came around the carousel.
Yeah, he mentioned that. You know, there's a special thing about this city. At least it is for me. You know, I've enjoyed my time here, and you could tell Oduya did also, you know, and throw in what he meant to the Blackhawks and vice versa and everything. But no, this is, it's people realizing what he meant when he was here and then realizing what he could do again. And to see something like that, I mean, what a great way to be welcomed back into the city.
He's obviously had some injury issues, as a lot of the Dallas Stars have had. He would not go into detail, and understandably so, about mm-hmm. his ankle injury that cost him to miss 15 games this last go-around. But, you know, he assured us, and Stan spoke about it earlier today, that, you know, the Dallas medical staff and Jim Neal were cooperative, allowing the Blackhawks doctors to talk, to converse. They know exactly what they're getting. Mm-hmm. So the conditions of this deal wasn't like passing a physical today or anything like that. I think they feel very comfortable with it. And you could also see, too, like kind of a new lease on life. You know, he goes from a team who was out of the playoff situation.
Yeah.
And not only that, he's playing for another contract. So there's a lot of motivation here for Johnny.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, when you look at when he went down to Dallas and when Sharp went down to Dallas, and they were coming off that great year last year, and everything was promising this year. I mean, just everything that could go wrong did go
wrong for
the
Stars. They were the top seed in the West last year.
Yeah, it was just a shame, and it started right out of the gate with some very critical injuries right off the top, which is a shame because, you know, you look back and think what could have been. They just got bit bad this year. So, no, for Oduya, it's a second chance, and like Bowman was saying earlier, you know, Oduya says he feels good, and this time is probably more just getting him back up to speed. You know, and it's not that he's out of shape or anything like that, but when you haven't played in about a month, and one game with the Stars, that last game on Sunday, isn't going to get him back to where he needs. So this is a guy you got for the playoffs, obviously. So if it takes him a couple games to get there, then that's why you do it, because that experience, the familiarity and everything, it's worth him getting exactly where he needs to be.
And you just never know about injuries. Right. Case in point, who Oduya is going to be reunited with, mm-hmm. his Swedish D partner, Nick Hjalmarsson, the Warrior, who ironically is out of the lineup and is going to miss the next three games. But we got our status quo of Swedes back up to what we're used to covering.
Yeah, because for a while they were starting to, you know, the Slovakians were starting to
overtake them.
Yeah, I mean, the Finns, unfortunately, you know, we've lost all the Finns. There were a couple of them. They're gone now. But, you know, and the way that Bowman and Quenneville are talking about both of these guys is very encouraging, obviously, where both are, even, you know, be it with their injuries, be it where their stamina is and speed and everything like that, because the way they're talking about Hjalmarsson, it sounds promising that as soon as that four-day break is over, which is beneficial for him, absolutely, at this time of year, it sounds like he could be pretty close to being ready to go. And if he misses two or three games right now, another one, just like Oduya, whatever.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, and I mean, if these were meaningful games, if this is the playoffs, you got the impression he'd be playing tonight.
You're safely in second. If you get first, great, but you're safely in second. I think it's a 10-point lead as of now, and you don't want to fall, but at the same time, you're in good position.
So it looks, at least to start, it's going to be Oduya and Hjalmarsson when they're both healthy and in the lineup together. Keith and Seabrook will be reunited, and then it's probably Campbell, TBR, or
I would think.
And then Kempe might be, and Roosevelt, sort of the odd men out, so to speak.
I would think so. And you know, of course, a good thing with post-trade deadline, the rosters can expand. So they've got that option where if they want to go back to bringing eight up here at this point in the season, why not? Because it's not a Gustav Forsling situation anymore where you had a guy who, if he wasn't playing up here, it was hurting him.
Yep.
That's not the situation, so you can keep them here. I would say he'd probably go Campbell TVR right now just because there's more experience with NHL playoffs, long seasons right now than Kempe, who obviously has played a few years, but the NHL playoffs would be a very new thing to him.
You know, I wonder about TVR and the mental psyche with him, because like at the beginning of the year, when, you know, Gustav Forsling and Kempe had made this big splash in the preseason, I don't know if it kind of affected his confidence, and he was playing kind of looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, he's had, a really consistent year.
Yeah.
But as of late, he's had a couple miscues. Will this addition go back to what we saw? Like, I mean, it's going to test his confidence. And again, this TVR's a young player.
Yeah, and you know what? But this is what you have to deal with when you're a young player.
Yep.
Everybody in there talks about it, especially the young guys, about the competition. They're going to have to deal with it. And even before, Oduya got back in the fold, there were still guys in Rockford who are right there, you know, that are going to be possibilities over the next season.
Well, Hinostroza's one right now that, you know, he's down, and I'm sure he's, you know, going to be extra motivated when he gets called back up.
This is the gist of the job.
Yep.
You know, regardless of your job, really, but especially for guys like this, the competition's there, and you have to be able to handle it. I still think that he has the inside edge, given the postseason experience from the past, even though it was only one round last year. But still, it's there. He came in late during the Stanley Cup final and, you know, against Tampa Bay 2 years ago. So he was on the grandest stage. But, you know, regardless of where you are in the food chain, you know, the competition is there, one, to make the team better overall, but also for him. So he's going to have to take it that way.
I keep getting the question, and it's usually from, I would say, you know, NHL and Blackhawk fans that are on the fence, kind of, they're not avid watchers, that they go the old, is there a goalie controversy? And I keep saying, no, there's not, no, there's not, no, there's not.
Yeah.
And again, we've got Corey Crawford out. He's going to back up Scott Darling tonight.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for – and I think Corey has found some of the consistency that he had prior to the appendectomy, mm-hmm. but he hasn't been, you know, perfect like he was prior to that. So, you know, maybe their Darling will push him a little bit here because he does need to find some rhythm before it really matters.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you look on a different scale, in unintentionally, you know, how much did Darling push – Crawford out of 2015 when Crawford was struggling in that first round.
Yep.
And he had to get it together because then once Darling had a bad game and they were in more of a, wasn't a must win, but still if they could finish it off in six, they wanted to do so. And then Crawford came back and for the rest of the playoffs, he was great. But that is, again, the competition and what drives you and everything. And yeah, there's no doubt. I had people right up until this morning who, because Crawford was sitting, were convinced he was getting traded. And you can tell people left, right, and sideways, listen, Darling's probably not going to be here next year. And that's a good thing for him.
Right.
He's got
He's going to get paid, and
job.
It's an amazing comeback story, and he deserves every penny.
Absolutely, and it's not going to happen here.
Right.
The Blackhawks have their number one goaltender. But while they're here together, there's no doubt they have that wonderful job of pushing each other. They understand that's the whole point of it. But you're right, you know, and even Corey recognizes that. He's like, listen, I haven't been feeling well. Darling is playing great, but at the same time, he absolutely has to get back to where he was.
Coming up, I want to take a quick buzz around the rest of the Western Conference as it pertains to the Blackhawks, some of the NHL trade deadline deals, and who got really strengthened, and who should the Hawks be kind of looking at down the road. That's next on the Hawks Talk podcast.
CSN Sports Talk Live podcast brings you the freshest takes and boldest insights on the hottest topics of the day.
David Kaplan leads the conversation with a rotating panel of writers, reporters, and personalities.
Don't miss a single episode. Subscribe at csnchicago.com/podcasts today.
If you travel out of the area for work, no worries. Take the Blackhawks on the go no matter where you are within the continental United States. Stream every CSN Blackhawks game live online at csnchicago.com and with the NBC Sports app on your mobile device or tablet.
It's sports. It's social. It's viral.
It's Luke Stuckmeyer and Layla Rahimi, and it's the Next Generation Sports Show.
In the Loop, every night at 6:30, 10, and 10:30 on CSN Chicago.
And as soon as the show ends, turn to Facebook Live for the after show.
Back on the Hawks Talk podcast with Tracy Meyer from CSNChicago.com. I am Pat Boyle. Let's quickly discuss, you know, some of the other teams that are in the mix with the Blackhawks in the West, starting with Minnesota. Martin Hansel, Ryan White acquired from Arizona for a one, a two, a conditional pick. They're going all in. They didn't have to give up any of their top prospects, but they gave up a lot in return.
Yeah.
How much do you think they really strengthened themselves adding Hansel to the picture?
Honestly, I think the last two games I've watched, because they just came off the bye, and you know, Minnesota goes into the bye great, a couple cases of the mumps again.
Yeah.
I think White already has two goals.
Yeah.
You know, he's been the one that's been more noticeable, at least on the score sheet. So there's no doubt they got stronger, at least on paper, and it looks like in these first couple of games they have. You know, did they give up too much? That remains to be seen, but there's no doubt they're all in. This is a team that hasn't won it before. It's a team that's been close a couple of times, and then they run into the Blackhawks, and we know what's happened there. But, you know, again, it goes back to how that mental situation is going to be. But there's no doubt that I'm seeing a different Minnesota team, even when they play the Blackhawks this year. In the regular season,
yeah.
In terms of even when they've been down, it's never really disappeared, that drive to keep going. And so if these two guys latch on to that, and I'm sure they will because they recognize the opportunity here, this is going to be a dangerous team. There's no doubt. Not to use a cueism.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you're around them 24-7.
In this case, it really is. Yeah.
This is a dangerous podcast today. The Predators are in that three spot in the Central.
Yeah.
They had P.A. Parenteau. We mentioned the Shattenkirk deal with the Blues trading Kevin Shattenkirk to Washington.
Yeah.
Washington, by the way, of course, all in.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got they're going to have 10 free agents. I mean, this is chips to the middle of the table. But my question to you is, the psyche of that Blues locker room, you're in the final wild card spot. You lose one of your top point getters, one of the best defensemen offensively in the league. I've got to think that affects your psyche. I mean, they've been playing well. I got to think, though, they see management deal. I mean, it would be like trading Hjalmarsson or Seabrook on this team. It would have a negative effect.
I would think, and I think everybody knew that, that Shattenkirk was going to be gone at some point. But there's a difference between going at March 1st and going June or July 1st. Totally. Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, they got the usual lift that most teams do in terms of once the new coach comes in, hey, we got to impress them and win a bunch of games.
8-1 with Mike Yoda start or
which
whatever
has been
it was.
Great.
Yeah.
It's been great. But, yeah, do you get the opposite now? Because, you know, you look at the Blues coming into this season, or I'm sorry, leaving last season. David Backes, Troy Brower, Shattenkirk, you know, Hitchcock, just so many backbone guys on that team, and one by one, they're gone. And Shattenkirk is just, he's such a great locker room presence, even for us, but I'm sure especially for that team. And with all the changes that were going on this past year, there was a guy who had been here for a while who could, you know, kind of calm the ship, and now that's gone. So, I'm going to be very interested to see how the Blues do the rest of the way. And you were kind of seeing it when they were back in here. They were starting to falter before their break, came in here, lost and everything. So is that euphoria from the Yo situation wearing off? And does that get exacerbated with the Shattenkirk trade?
The Ducks get Patrick Eaves, and the LA Kings, of course, acquired Ben Bishop as a insurance policy for Jonathan Quick, who returned. I mean, you talk about the how things have changed for the LA Kings, and they add Jerome Iginla on trade deadline day. They're just 1 point back of the Blues in the wild card spot, the final wild card spot as we tape this. I mean, that could be the team, you know, been there, done that, just need to get into the dance. They've got the bump with Jonathan Quick. And, oh, by the way, they've also got another number one in Ben Bishop, who they don't think, I don't believe they think Quick can, you know, play number one minutes games right now. So that's why they went and got Bishop.
Well, he's coming off a nasty injury that, you know, surgery that kept him out as long as it did. So, yeah, it's definite insurance. And it was also Tampa Bay was in a situation where they needed to dump salary. They've got some guys, almost like little Panarins for them, where they own bonuses, which obviously come off the cap next year. So they had to do something. But you know, with Los Angeles, first of all, this is not the same LA team as in the past.
Sure.
At the same time, like you said, once they get in, you just never know. Because there's enough guys on that team from the last couple of years who know what it takes at that time of year, who know that, all right, now you turn it on. Now you throw everything you've got. So if I'm any playoff team and I have to face the Kings at any time, but especially in the first round, I'd be very, very careful. Very careful.
All right, so as we put a bow on this trade deadline edition of the Hawks Talk podcast, you know, I think we both said the Hawks have been playing their best hockey in a month and a half, the last month and a half, that maybe we've seen since the 2015 year, regular season-wise. I mean, last year, a lot of up and down. They couldn't score 5-on-5. You didn't know who was going to be in the lineup. They were relying on one line, the Kane line, obviously. The power play was carrying them. So now we fast forward to great month and a half. Four lines rolling, competition everywhere, and we had two more pieces in Yurko and Oduya.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I think this is a good situation. You know, and I'm even writing it for tonight that Oduya is coming in, and I wrote a couple weeks ago, you know, you've got another guy coming back. Sometimes this doesn't work out, you know, but it's only been 2 years, first of all. And you have to wonder how he comes off the entry, but I think he'll be okay.
This isn't the Brian Campbell situation where he'd been away for 5 years.
Exactly. And it's also not an Andrew Ladd situation in terms of how long he's been gone and how much is thrown onto his shoulders to really conjure up some magic. You know, I mean, the pressures on Ladd coming into last season were, okay, we need you.
Yeah, right. Got to score. Got to score.
You have to be the top left wing.
Yeah.
And you have to do this and you have to do that. And you have to help us set the other three lines up by being great on that. That's a lot. even for a guy who knew the system, knew the players and everything like that, and was expecting their third child and everything, there was a lot going on. Oduya is expected to come in and just solidify everything, you know, and just kind of fall back into place with the way everything was 2 years ago. But it wasn't a situation where they absolutely positively needed him. This is a good thing just in terms of, okay, now we can just keep on going. Things were solid before. They're strengthened now.
Awesome stuff. Tracy Myers, catch her work at TSNChicago.com. Follow her on Twitter. She's got the very latest on the Chicago Blackhawks. Thanks for listening to the latest Hawks Talk podcast. I'm Pat Boyle. We'll see you next time. Can't get enough of the Chicago sports? Visit Chicago's own Vivid Seats to receive 10% off Blackhawks tickets and all other sports, music, and entertainment. Go to VividSeats.com/CSNShop.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.